met Lesotho. So Lesotho, after our gig, we go back to the hotel, right?
Okay.
And we're trying to get in, but we don't have masks. So they're like, ah, you can't go in because you don't have masks.
Wow.
So we're like, all right, cool, it's protocol. You
yes,
know?
They're just doing their job.
They're just
personal.
Doing the job. We don't do anything. We wait there for like 20 minutes. And then this white guy comes. He just gets in without a mask.
Just,
they don't even stop him. Oh,
just throws
did we not get up?
Oh, God. No. Got up, man. You went in.
The security's like, oh, I talked to him first. I was like, yeah, la, boy, na, man. Enda, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to it. Yes. SA's biggest podcast.
Yeah.
Actually, biggest podcast in Africa, right? Yeah.
Definitely.
Check the numbers,
definitely.
Man.
Definitely. Numbers
check
don't
the numbers.
Lie.
Yeah. Numbers don't lie.
Numbers don't lie.
Men lie, women lie, numbers don't lie.
Numbers don't, yeah.
Yeah. Check on Spotify right now. Number one. iTunes, number one. What else is there? That's only two that matter, no?
YouTube doesn't matter?
YouTube?
Yeah.
Ah, YouTube number one. Obvious.
I was having a meeting with YouTube the other day, and they want to do a case study about our numbers. Mm. They said they've never seen anything like it. Because normally what happens is the number of subscribers you have versus the number of views you have normally doesn't match up.
Oh, I've seen that with some channels.
Yes.
They have a million subscribers, but they're clocking 200k views per video they put up.
Yeah. Mm. So they said our channel is probably one of the only in the world where the subscribers match like the people that view week in, week out.
Wow.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
Nice.
So they're like, how are we doing? I'm like, yeah. Anishtibi.
Anishtibi.
This is the true Anishtibi.
I imagine if the subscribers match the members.
Oh, different level.
Oh. Ah,
we're relocating.
We're in a different universe. We're buying Mars. We'll do the show from Mars.
And speaking about numbers, can I depress you guys?
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
I don't know how recent this is, but I've got the land audit report in front of me.
A land audit report. Yeah.
Yes. How much land do you think white people own in this country?
Oh.
Take a guess.
A lot.
Take a guess.
I'd say 40% because the government then owns another large chunk of land.
Yeah.
So I'd say 40, which is a large number.
72%.
Actually, yeah.
72%. It couldn't even come out. That's how much it is.
Yeah. I'm not shocked.
Colored people, percentage.
Well, a small number. I'd say 5.
Yeah. I'll also say
15%.
15%?
Yep.
Ah, nice one.
Indian.
I'd say 5.
5.
I said 20.
5%.
Yeah.
5%.
Yeah. Wow. And then African.
Us.
Mm. Okay, so just minus the 100, minus 70, minus 15, minus 5. We're left to 20, ne? No, 10%.
But
okay.
No, there's government also, which I'd say, oh man, 20%?
4%.
4%?
Did you not?
We own 4%
of the land in this country.
Of South Africa.
And 2% belongs to my uncle in IREX.
Yo, guys.
How bad, dog?
That's a disgrace.
That's sad.
It's like we're fighting a losing battle. This whole getting the land back, reclaiming the power. It's a losing battle, bro. That shit just discourages everything.
But
discourages me.
Are we ready for the land, though? As black people.
Because what are we going to do with it?
We're going to work the land. We're going to farm. We're going to build, you know, developments, houses. There's so many people who don't have proper houses, who work.
So why aren't we doing that with the land that we own? Like
the 4%.
Yeah. The hoods, the cassis.
Because that's where we're staying.
Yeah.
Remember, that's where we're staying. If I stay at 1034 Panikujani Street in Vosloo, that piece of land makes up the 4% you're talking about. I live there.
And
I can't
we're
work it.
There.
I can't work the land.
Exactly. You're cramped there.
And I'm cramped there, exactly.
I agree. I want to go back to Israel Marquez's interview.
Yes.
Remember he said, even if they gave us Santin, within a week it'll look like Alex.
Yo.
Well, that's pretty much Joburg, right?
You know what I'm saying? I don't think we're ready for the land yet, bro.
Nah, well, give us the land. I don't care. Give us the land.
Let's
prove to ourselves that we're not ready.
Yeah.
Let's fuck it up and go, hey, guys, you want it back? Give it back for 10 rands. You know what I mean?
Bro,
I know we bought it for 50.
Yeah.
You want it back? It's cool. But give us that chance.
Bro, yesterday I went to Dineo's screening for
a
podcast.
Oh, yes, by Joel City.
Nice.
Bro, in town. The middle of town, bro. I've never felt so safe in town. Like I can't remember the last time, bro.
So it was in the CBD.
CBD. There's a property companies like a bunch of them. They got together to redo the city in Joburg.
Nice. Yes.
So they bought a bunch of apartments or buildings.
Yeah.
And turned them into apartments. It's called Jewel City, ne?
It's Jewel City. Ooh, yeah.
Wow.
Fucking. Beautiful.
It's beautiful, yeah.
From the pictures, ooh. I thought you guys were in like in Sandton. Like,
that's what
like
they did.
Nelson
they brought
Mandela
like
Square.
Yeah, they brought like, you know, all those complexes in Midran or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But they put it in the middle of the of town.
Oh,
and in the bottom they've got restaurants. And when you stay there, you get free fiber for everybody. They've got spas, rooftops. Like,
right next to Maboneng. And there's a private school. There's a Kuro there.
Yeah, it's fucking beautiful.
In town, there's a Kuro. You don't know.
Beautiful.
There's a Kuro in town.
And what's that? That's white people.
Exactly.
They did that.
Well, that's what they do with the land.
Yeah. Mm. And then go to Hillbrook. That's what we do with the land.
South people.
Yeah. Our people. Our people.
Yeah.
Let's be honest. What do you mean South people? They're your people as well. Fuck my people. They are my people. I mean,
you can access them quicker than I can.
Well, yeah.
I don't like that. What do you say?
No, you know what the problem is?
Because I'm far away.
This is the very problem, because when a white person looks at you and them, they see no difference.
Damn.
So you're in Centurion, you got
that's
an MG, you got four
tell
places,
her, tell
you're
her.
Rich.
Yes.
When they see you, they roll up the door.
Yeah.
But to them, you're still like everybody else.
Yeah.
That's true.
You want to take that back?
No.
Yeah, but to them, you're just like everybody else.
100%. You know? Yeah.
That's true. That's true. I don't deny that. That's
but
true.
But anyway, yeah, but Juicy is beautiful, man.
Oh.
When you pick up your kids at Giro, they go, who's paying for his fees? Remember that white guy at the airport when we went to Cape Town?
Yeah.
That guy, he's a banker, right? So he's with his friend. And we're drunk, we're nice. Mm. Sorry, you're going to continue the Jewel City thing.
No, I'm done.
Oh, yeah. And then he's like,
I'm out of Jewel.
Who's paying for... So he's like, oh, who's paying for your trip? You guys. Oh, I'm like, fuck, you fucked with the wrong group. Or maybe the right group, but with the wrong guy in it. You know what I mean? And then I'm like, this guy. I'm like, we're paying for our own trip. And then I ask him later on, what did he say? He said he owned something or whatever. I'm like, where did you get the money? From your dad. And he went red. It's like, this guy. I'm like, that's literally how you treated me, bro. You know, so to
he was offended
by
the assumption.
Yeah, to some of them, we're just all the same.
Yeah.
And if we are in fancy places or we're going to take a flight, it's sponsored either by the government or whatever.
Yeah.
You know?
And you got to travel with Saul, man. It's a movie. Every time at the airport, he always wants to piss off the white people. He loves it. He gets a hard on from it. And it's rubbing off on me, bro.
Good.
Because after because I went to Mpumalanga for the Zola 7 thing.
Yeah.
The Zola 7 thing.
Oh, yeah.
So we're coming back, right? We stopped by the garage.
Mm.
And there's just a shitload of white people
mm.
with those Land Rovers with the saunas, the ones I was telling you about.
Yes.
Yeah. So there's a shitload of them, bro.
Mm.
So I get inside. As you get inside, oh, I see it's like a zoo. So while you're eating, you can see animals and stuff. So, like, while I'm standing there, there's, like, six white people around me. I'm like, oh, no wonder there's a lot of white people here. Then I left.
You just pissed them off. I reciprocate when they talk shit. You know?
So you don't even know what they said. I'm not you.
Anish Steve.
You ran away.
Look, I don't start white people. You know? Yeah. It's just that when they talk shit, that you know they shit. Yeah. And I'm in the room, I won't let it slide. Yeah. You know, I will fucking go for them. Remember that smoking room, and I forgot what had happened.
Oh, yeah.
Remember? And then one lady, white lady, was really charmed and like had a chat with us, like, oh, I like
it. She wanted our chops, that one, yeah.
Ah, dog.
Wanted our chops. Hey.
But, you know.
Yeah. And then there was one that, like, she left as soon as we walked in.
Yes, as soon as she left. Yeah, and I made a comment about that. Like, oh, wow. This is something I suddenly said. Unpleasant, isn't it? Nah. Well, we're here, and we'll make sure it's pleasant for us. Like, why are you leaving? Like, literally, she makes it obvious, you know, that we're in now, they're leaving. So that shit doesn't fly around me.
Wow. Oh, bro, it's the funniest thing, man. Wow. Traveling with soul, you gotta be like, oh shit, it's British is pissing off the white people. Oh shit, I should go in now.
It's about
no,
to
it's still safe, it's still safe.
Oh,
mayday, mayday.
I forgot one pissed us off as well. And then Mac is like, you hood niggas, why do you always need to react? You know, I'm like, it's not a hood thing, it's a pride thing.
Nah, hood niggas always want to react, yeah. Dog. Hood niggas are always ready to fight, dog.
Not really. Bro. I'm from the hood. I'm not a violent person. I'm from the hood and I'm not a violent person.
Yeah, but you get triggered when someone disrespects you in some way or form. All the
white
time.
People more, not an ordinary black dude. Like, you know, white people more because their disrespect comes from a cut of my skin place. Yeah, you know what I mean? Yeah. As opposed to you're just a rude person.
Yeah.
You know?
So if you go to a gig and someone steps on your toes and
doesn't say sorry, time.
You're not going to lose your shit.
But
never
if it's a white
me.
Person, but if it's a white person, you are triggered differently.
No, that's different. That's a pure mistake. That's a pure mistake. But if they come and shove me, that's a different problem, right? Even if it's a black guy. But that, no, I'm not like that. Like, you know those guys? You know, sir, No, I'm not those guys.
Now you're holding by
never,
the belt.
Never.
No, actually, you're not. Because remember the guys with the big ears in Cape Town?
Yes.
Yeah, you would have gotten at him.
Yes, from the jump. From the jump. Because I've been so nice to him, yeah. But he was very disrespectful and accumulated. Yes. I'm not a knew no Makala, you know? Yes. Oh. No, I'm not that guy.
Nah, but hood niggas are always ready to fight. Maybe you're an exception.
That's a bad stereotype.
Yeah,
no.
Maybe you're an exception, though.
It's also with your insecurities. You know, sometimes you move with this thing like, I'm black, so therefore they look at me in a certain way. So sometimes people also just get offended by anything and everything. Whereas it's like, I'm not even feeling like there's some insecurity about myself because I'm black. Like, you know,
bro, disrespect the hood nigga.
Yeah, I know.
Nah, all my friends are hood dudes, yeah. And they're not violent. Yeah. There's one time we jumped someone, but they started. There's one time.
We're not violent.
At Val KFC.
One time.
No, he started. That guy started. I did nothing to him. I went to Val. I played, right? And then now it's done. It's 3 a.m. We buy, you know, the chicken place.
Yeah.
Drive through, you know, and the guy just comes up and starts talking shit in my face, pushing me, and I'm like, what's going on? And we're drunk also, you know what I mean?
Damn.
And it was like, all right, let's go.
This is before we had chillers.
Way before. I was at 5FM.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I was 5FM. Then we jumped the guy, and then they're like, oh, he went to the hospital, whatever. His friend, who's my boy now, Zane.
Yeah.
Inbox me on Twitter, like, yo, I just paid this guy's medical bill, whatever. It was like $3,000. Please assist. I know he was wrong. Because I was chatting to that guy. He was a fan.
Oh.
And I was chatting to him, and his friends came out of nowhere and started pushing me and whatnot, and my friends were there.
Fuck,
and then he sent an email to 5FM thinking they can get me fired, whatever. And then 5FM, like, what the hell happened?
Yeah.
And I told them, like, oh, it started and we fucked them up, you know? And we're not violent guys. That was the last time. I remember, like, when I had my party and I told one of them that my party's at the Val. They were like, oh, flip, I still feel bad about that. I'm like, I know, bro, but the guy really provoked us.
Yeah.
You know, yeah. We don't just react.
Yeah.
Like, dude, which hood niggas are you chilling around?
Hey, man.
Catmaster, is Catmaster like that?
Nah, Catmaster's
chilled. You seen as a hood guy?
Nah, Catmaster's chilled.
He's sweet, exactly.
Yeah, I know, he's more north, that guy.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, North God.
Yeah. Hey, he's going to put this in his status. You know, every time we mention it.
Hey, one mention of Catmaster. He's like, yeah, nigga, I'm famous. Shows his boss, see, I'm famous, nigga. Like, yeah. Catmaster won't miss an opportunity to just, you know, do his ish.
Are you from the hood, Ghost Lady?
Not really.
So when you get disrespected, how do you
How do I handle it?
Yeah, yeah.
The thing is, you see, that's where I still talk about insecurities, you know. How I've come, you see, my relationship with, like, white people has always been, I've just felt like we're equal, you know. So anything that happens, it's like I can deal with you. I already just have that nature with me that I step in. I feel like I can get I get respect from white people, you know. So it's not, I don't feel like I need to demand respect. No, seriously.
You'd be surprised. You'd be surprised.
I know, though. That
hey, there's really nice white people, saying? But you'd be surprised.
No, exactly. I know that. But I'm just saying how I move. I already move with an attitude of, like, you know what? No one is inferior to me.
Oh,
you know?
I see.
Like, I'm not inferior to anybody. Like, it's just literally we are equal, and I'll speak with you and expect, like, that you
the
deal
respect,
with me.
Right? Yeah.
I remember. So for me, it's always about, like, what do I gain? So if someone is disrespecting me and I want to counterattack it, what's the outcome? Like, what's the purpose? If there's no purpose, then I just let it go.
Oh, yeah. I hate, like, losing. I hate, like, you're going to have the last word. Oh, remember remember the airport? Yeah. So, Mac, we're at the airport, right? And it was it a white lady? No, it was a cranny, a black cranny, right? It was, like, a few months ago. And Mac is like, so, why are you staring at the lady? I'm like, she's dead first. So we're having a stare-off. You remember that day?
That's by that the body shit. Gates.
I'm like, he's like, hey, man, why are you staring at the lady? He's like, so, why are you staring at the lady? I'm like, she stared at me first. And she literally
and
stared at
that.
Me first.
I do that as well.
Nah.
Yeah.
So I ain't taking any shit like
yeah,
that. Like,
no, exactly.
So I'm knowing, I just want to have the last say. You know? It's like, yo, I always have a comeback to something.
Yes.
Say something, I'll
and
have
I
a comeback.
I'll deal with it immediately. If I send something, I'll deal with it. Yeah.
Decisively.
And very, like, maturely so. Like, we can have a one-on-one. Like, I don't appreciate the way you're talking to me, so adjust your attitude. And immediately, oh, I'm sorry, ma'am. Okay, good.
That's how I am. That's why. The guy warmed up. As soon as I was like, oh, who raised the money? Your dad's money, you know? And I'm like, that's literally what you said to me. I wasn't going to take that lying down.
And we paid for his shots, remember?
Oh, yeah. Jeez, we paid for his shots. With Jaeger shots, all of us. Paid for his shots.
On the house.
Just
wow.
Just to say, Antoine, it's cool. We'll even pay for your shots. Disrespect.
Remember in Lesotho? So Lesotho, after our gig, we go back to the hotel, right?
Okay.
And we're trying to get in, but we don't have masks. So they're like, you can't go in because you don't have masks.
Wow.
So we're like, all right, cool. It's protocol, you
yes,
know?
They're just doing their job.
They're just doing
personal.
The job. We don't do anything. We wait there for like 20 minutes. And then this white guy comes. He just gets in without a mask.
Just,
they don't even stop him. Oh,
just throws
did
in.
We not get up?
Oh, cut our bags. Went in.
The security's like, oh, I talked to him first. I was like, nyela lapho wena man.
Oh, the cuss in you came out.
No. Oh, that shit pissed everyone off, man. Now we look like unruly blacks. You know what I mean? But we're just addressing the treatment being different to a different person.
Speaking about cussing niggas, oh my goodness. Fuck it up, bro. These Kwaito stars are rock stars.
Wow.
Oh, yeah. It's all that thing, innit?
Bro!
What happened?
Bro, dog, Tina Senza Ngani, boy.
For real?
I went doing shit, dog. And these niggas are rock stars.
Who did what? Now, that's Kwaito cats.
Mapapuzi. Wild. So I get there, they're like, they tell me, yo, just chill, have some drinks, whatever. You're playing after Big Nas.
Yeah, nice.
Cool, no problem. Big Nas does their thing. I go there. And then I start playing. Two songs in, they come to me, they're like, yo, you gotta stop playing. Mapapuzi just woke up, he wants to perform now.
Hey, man.
Whoa. Just like that.
Yeah. So I move aside, he performs. Now, when he performs, there's like 20 niggas on stage, they all have mics. He does the 10 times.
Of course, it's like, you know,
that's the only song.
Well, he's got maybe like I know a few, but that's the biggest, bro.
Yeah.
Bro, that shit was funny. I'm looking at me and Mesh are looking at these guys. We're like, yo, man, hey, these niggas are legend. So after the thing, bro, that guy's fucking funny, bro. Fucking funny. So we're chilling in the car. We're about to leave.
Yeah.
Jaros is there as well. Jaros.
Yeah, Jaros.
Jaros is drunk. He's like, we're over my podcast, we're an easy lap. Hits me with a clap.
I'm a podcast. hurt you, yes. You know of you going rest.
For no reason, dog.
And you took it. You took it like Chris, eh?
Yeah, no, it wasn't like he was mad or anything.
You were smitten by Jairus.
Yeah, And then my Papuzzi comes. So now my Papuzzi is like cracking jokes, dog. Yeah, like, yeah. We laughing. And then Jairus is like, I was calling on Lucifer. My Papuzzi is like, I'm on Lucifer.
Who's Lucifer?
Lucifer, wow. Hey, my papoot.
Yo.
And then he's like, let's talk about the Illuminati. This is Jairus. My papoot is like, ah, Illum Zeta or something. Like, what did he say?
Oh.
Yeah.
Wow.
He said that on the mic. Fuck it up.
Wow, Putzi.
So he said, who's the other guy?
Jairus.
He was like, let's talk about the Illuminati. And then my papoot is like, oh, ufuna wena ufuna ukuluma thina thina silumane asilumaneni sonke.
Bars. My head just illuminated fucking hearing that.
Oh man. And then this other guy comes to Jairus. He's another one of them rocking with them. Man, it was a movie, dog. This is by the parking lot, dog. Watching a movie,
yeah,
bro. Oh, man.
Beautiful.
It was so much fun, though, man. Got to meet Zola, spoke to him.
Awesome.
And I told him, like, am I right in saying that this whole movement, the Zola movement, was started by Chris XL?
I'm not sure.
I think so.
Oh, yeah.
I think so. He was the first one to tweet.
Oh, wow.
And say, we got to show Zola 7 and his flowers. Let's find him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then that started this whole thing.
Wow, beautiful.
Yeah,
man.
Yeah. But he's at a good place now.
Nah, beautiful. Yeah,
Is he healing? Is he good?
Yeah. No, he's good. No, that's good.
I saw some people are pissed. They saw him drinking. They're like, we want our donation money's back and whatnot. You saw that?
Really?
Like, how do you ask for donation? Like, what's going on, you know?
But did he ask for the donations, though, guys? Did he ask?
Yeah, I'm not.
It was just people who just, you know.
So now he must be a saint now. He can't drink.
Yes, exactly. Just because he's been helped financially.
Bro, he's quite a star.
But I think it's more because he's sick. But he's a grown up, you know. That's his prerogative.
Yeah. I was watching, what's this podcast, man? Everything, something.
Yes, SM. Everything SM, SM Music.
Yes.
Yeah, with the boys.
They were interviewing Champagne 69.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like these young cats that rap and stuff.
Okay.
Bro, those guys are smart, bro.
Yeah.
These 2000s.
Yeah.
Bro, they're fucking smart, bro. Why? I don't know what happened to them, but it's like they had to grow up real quick. Because, like, the way they were talking, you'd swear, like, the stuff they were talking about, I knew that shit only in my 30s.
What were they talking about?
What were they talking
bro,
about?
Bro, they were, like, explaining, like, I liked, you know, like how I was talking about, you know, Instagram girls can't DJ and whatever.
Mm-mm.
They were basically saying, like, in whatever you do, you must always respect the craft because the craft will outlive you and it's been here before you. So in whatever you do, respect the craft. That's why it's called artists, because we respect the art.
Oh, wow.
Say, I told you these niggas, bro.
Mm.
Yo. I'm like, shit, yeah, that's what I wanted to say that interview.
You're one of those moments.
Yeah.
Man, I wish you could say it like that, you know? Not just say things. Yeah. Say it like the way it comes.
Bro,
say it.
Bro, they're so eloquent.
Man.
They can express themselves.
Beautiful.
They're not fazed by materialistic things like girls and clubs and whatever. Obviously, they do them. But they know there's, like, more to life than that.
Yes. Mm. They don't live for that. It's not, you know, the ultimate or the goal.
And all the kids are like that, bro. Yeah. All the kids are like that.
Yeah.
These 2000s, I don't know, it's weird, man.
They're going to be all right. I think it's beautiful. They're finally learning from the mistakes of those who came before them.
So you feel like they actually put it into action. Is it not just a thing of, you know, speaking large, speaking big, you know, saying the right words, you know, being articulate. But so you actually saying they actually put it into practice.
They do, bro, because everything they do, they don't rely on anyone, the government or whatever. They just push, bro. They just do whatever they want to do. They're so self-reliant and so self, you know, when you show yourself and you know what you want and you... Mm. Like, bro, and this energy shit, let's not even get to the energy shit. That shit is huge, bro. Mm.
They move a lot on the energy.
Yeah.
Okay.
What happened to you guys? Melikant.
Oh, yeah, the boys are focused, man. Oh, they won't leave now. But they could. So, Melikant tells I, like, you know, like, yo, Fana, please tell the Nego won't leave, you know. I comes into the room like, I speak on behalf of the boys. They need leave. So, the boys, you know, self-care as well. You know, the one that never lost. Or Ranjan, self-care, Ntwana, you know, take care of your mental state.
Yeah, bro.
Aya is there, Ubani Lontlantlalax. Do you speak for them? Hey? It's like Operation Tutula.
Oh, they're the ground forces.
Yeah.
What's happening with our boy, Vel, Lontlantlalax?
I'm not sure. He's out, ne?
Yeah, he was out on bail.
Yeah, I saw him tweet that, hey, illegal immigrants, whatnot. We're going to get to the bottom of it. They must start packing. And if the politicians are protecting them as well, they must start packing. So I just keep seeing tweets from him. I don't know what's happening with him lately. Yeah.
I saw this article. Where is it? Yeah, here it goes. This week, according to media reports, he is on another legal battle with the Joburg events company Vertex Events. Mm. Has apparently filed papers at the Joburg High Court demanding that Lux and his company Native Airways pays it over 695,000 rands, which is a fee charged for promoting Lux Aviation Company at a June 16 event in 2015. It has been alleged that Lux and Vertex Events entered into an oral agreement in 2015 and agreeing that Lux would have to pay that amount plus 14% VAT. Oh, VAT. Jesus. VAT is VAT. Fucking hell. VAT.
cash.
On top of that, as a sponsorship fee to promote Lux Aviation Company. Did you know about that?
Hmm. Well, I don't know about the feud, but he's a pilot, bro.
Yeah, but I'm saying, did you know that this was going on with Tato's, with Guy?
Yeah, it's Vertex, it's Tato SGI, right? It's Guy.
Yeah.
Nah, bro.
This is wild, man.
Hectic, eh?
But remember I told you this shit is going to start coming up now.
Mm. Of course, right? I mean, when you put yourself out there and you challenge the powers that be and the status quo, ruffle up some feathers, they want to find dirt on you.
Yeah.
You know, they're going to find some dirt on you. And yeah, maybe that's what they're trying to find right now.
Yeah.
So what's Ganga going to do? But, fight or flight.
But they're just making him bigger and bigger, bro. This guy is getting bigger and bigger by the day.
Because
the people love him, man.
People
love him. He's like a modern day Chris Hani.
Yeah, no, he is.
See how his journey ended. So it's tricky. It gets tricky when you get to that level, you know?
Yeah.
It gets very tricky.
Shit.
That's sad.
So you wouldn't do what Tata Lux is doing?
Hey! Hey, I don't want no smoke. I don't want no smoke. Nah. I'm cool, bro. I'm not cold for that kind
of... To better your kid's life?
Work hard, make money for my kids, take them to good schools, live in a decent suburb, I've bettered their life.
Mm. Stay at white people. That's the most you could do, right?
No. I wish to stay in a suburb of black people, actually. Literally wish to stay in a Sandhurst, but it's all just black people.
Mm.
That's nothing. I don't feel better when I see a white neighbor because I know I can't even slaughter a cow. I can't do anything with SPCA being old. So I don't aspire to live with white people simply because they're white people. I aspire to live with affluent, rich, black people.
Yes.
Jeez.
Mm. I like that my neighbors are black. I enjoy that.
Oh, yes. Yes.
Nice.
What did I want to say, man? There's a thought I had now, man.
Yeah?
Oh, yeah. I said, when you mentioned kids, I find myself now when I'm rocking the baby, I find myself singing piano songs. I'm so
rocking the
baby. it's piano songs now.
Bad influence, bro.
Yeah.
Bad influence. that influenced.
not true.
Next thing is about fight Corona good time. Watch, gonna get there. Hey, bad influence. Oh, yeah, bro. Never tell a person. Gonna rock like, you know, pull your head.
With the baby's bottle.
Yes.
Anyway, congratulations to Black Coffee, man. Where do you even start, bro? What do you even say, bro?
Big ups to Coffee, man, guys. Big
shout
ups
out to Coffee.
Coffee,
man.
His journey from playing at my 21st to Grammys, I mean, that's amazing.
Humble beginnings.
Yeah, I give him his first big break. Oh, you've never seen a crowd that big. I promise you, at Zanzu.
You've told us that before. You actually have.
Stop it, bro.
Yes.
I didn't even pay him.
Yeah, you did say that, actually. You want him to come after you.
Nah, shout out, bro. Yeah. I mean, it's so inspirational, especially because I think the guy dropped his first album at like 30. You know? And
the
Black Coffee self-titled album.
Yeah, he started
album,
later.
He dropped it at 30. And, you know, for his journey to start there, because, you know, guys pop in their 20s, drop their first album in their 20s in the game.
Yeah.
You know, so from that to the Grammys, if there's anyone who deserves it, an African DJ, it's Coffee, man.
Yeah, bro.
It's put in the work, it's put in the hours.
Respect the craft.
Mm-hmm. Respect the craft.
100%.
That's where it starts. Did you see Pearl's tweet?
Mm-hmm.
So Pearl, because Wizkid didn't win, right?
Yeah.
So Pearl tweeted, I'm paraphrasing, she said, she's so sad that Wizkid didn't win. Anyway, the Grammys are useless. They're just a fun celebrity fair with trophies.
Whoa.
But people are like, that's distasteless, especially
you know who won?
Considering the timing. One of our own won, and you're going to say, you know what I mean? It's
she wouldn't be
useless.
Saying that if she won an Oscar. Come on now.
Yes.
She wouldn't be saying that.
What's going on
with Pearl, man? Is she right there?
I don't know what's going on with Pearl.
Anish Stevie.
And you know the category that you see what Wizkid was in?
Yes.
It was actually Angelique Kidjo who won.
Angelique Kidjo.
I love her.
And she's a legend.
Another African woman that she should just like celebrate that.
True. Wizkid though did put out some fire music.
Yeah, no. Essence was amazing. Let's you know, give
and
it props.
And I think Angelique, does she like have a Grammy yet? I think she might have a Grammy already.
Yeah.
Unless if it's a first, then it's understandable.
Another one, if she even she did. You
yeah,
know?
It's sad he didn't win, but you can't say the Grammys are not and are not to be taken serious. It's the fucking Grammys.
What does Trevor Noah do next, bro? What can they do next, bro?
Who, Trevor Noah?
And Black Coffee, what do they do next? Like, how do they top this, bro?
They continue. They just stay there.
They get more.
Man.
Get more what? What else can they do?
Grammys, more accolades.
Okay, Grammys, he's going to get more, definitely.
Definitely.
And then?
Hey, don't. Chayile,
boy. What else can he do?
No. You
what do you mean?
No.
You
what
keep
else?
Soaring. Oh, Chayanga, bro.
What else? He's played at Coachella. What else?
Yeah, he headlines Coachella.
Okay, what else? The only thing I can see is him doing a song with Beyonce. That would be massive.
Yes, do a song with Beyonce. Do a song with Jay-Z. Do a song with... there's so many people, bro.
Yeah, and then after that, apart from doing songs with those legends, what else?
Continue
hey, what are you
guys.
Saying, man?
Continue
like, bro, there's so much to do, bro.
Like what? Tell me, like what? Like what?
Like, look at Jay-Z.
Have a soundtrack. Right. Have a movie as a soundtrack. He did that with The Matrix.
And then he breaks, he gets a number one Billboard song. And then he breaks the Beatles, Elvis Presley's number one run on the Billboard. Breaks the Beatles record. Breaks Jay-Z's record. And then he outsells Eminem as well.
So
then he sells diamond.
Now.
Yes, okay. Literally. There's okay. so much to do, bro. Then
but
you break Michael
know.
Jackson's
you
records.
You never know a person's dream. What if it's like, I plan to have this by the time I'm 30 so that afterwards I can just settle down and chill with my kids?
Mm.
You know, it's also, you never know, people's ambitions and just whatever they're striving for, it's just anything and everything. And that could satisfy them even more than this Grammy.
Yeah, and I get you. So. Also, congratulations to Umpo Waba Dimo. She won Big Brother Mzansi. Begele Beke.
2 million.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
Yeah, man.
Jeez.
Temba looked angry.
I thought Temba was going to win it.
Yeah, I also thought Temba was going to win. Either way, he had
was he the finalist, like the other finalist? Was it down to the two of them?
He was in the top five. It was between Gash and Mpoa Madimo.
Gash. I see Gash. Hey, ladies love Gash.
Yeah. Even the Donald-looking motherfucker.
Lebo. Yes, even Lebo, ne? Yeah, they love, yeah.
Yeah, that one looks like so he's just short of a red right now, mic. Bro.
Huh? What was that one?
She said he looks like he's short of the red mic.
Actually, when you said it looks like Don, like, yeah, man. Give him the red mic.
But I'm saying they must be getting so much pussy right now, right?
Yeah, that tends to happen when you get out the Big Brother house.
Did you get some?
Yeah, I got some. Yeah, I got gang pussy, bro.
Yeah,
I got pussy.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, well, I can
imagine a whole lot of people are just sitting at home watching you day and night.
And they saw me in the tub as well.
Saw you
remember? Naked.
Yeah.
It's like, so like, we like some of that.
Yeah.
When are you coming out that house? Exactly. That's why they didn't vote for me. They had me out so quick to chow me.
And what would you say? What would you say to them while you're rocking them? This is Big Brother.
No, but
open your legs.
I was like, "Who's your sibling? Who's your sibling? See you, Big Brother." I'm like, yeah, there we go. Turn around. Let's have a dairy session. Not a diary session. Let's have a dairy session. Yeah, man.
But I didn't enjoy this year's Big Brother, man.
Why?
I felt like they were too conscious of the cameras, and everybody was thinking about what they're gonna do after.
Post the house.
It was like, okay, I'm gonna be a TV presenter. Yeah. I'm gonna push my music.
They were
too conscious.
It's become that. With Big Brother Africa, you know, the. It was just so much like that. You can see people are in there to push what they want to do afterwards. Like, how am I going to be famous? How am I going to capitalize on this? So,
but I feel like it's the outside world to blame for that, because the outside world is always like, what are they going to do after Big Brother? Oh, you're messing up an opportunity. Some people literally have jobs and a family and they're happy and they just want to be on Big Brother for the experience. Mm-hmm. And they know that they got the character to entertain people. So now that's the problem. That's why now everybody who applies, majority are people who want to be in the game. Mm. And they must go back to just getting ordinary people who win or don't win and go back to their normal lives. This whole thing of people wanting to be superstars.
And everyone wants to be a musician. It wants to be a TV presenter,
a brand model.
It's all brands.
Brand conscious. Ooh, yes. Good, bad for my brand. Yes. Ooh, I can't do this.
I'll suck this dick right now. It's bad for my brand. But she's on OnlyFans.
Dude, like, you know what I mean?
Action.
So, yeah, man, that thing sucks. I saw that. That's what put me off.
Yeah. You know?
Saw that. And other girls like, thanks, Big Brother. You've made me a star. Now I'm a star from this day onwards. I'm like, gosh.
Yeah.
I just stopped.
Yeah.
Stopped watching.
But you know we're in shit now, because since there's no more Big Brother, Black Twitter is going to hang on every single thing that you say now.
So Big Brother is keeping them preoccupied.
Yeah, we never trended during Big Brother.
Trend.
We didn't trend at all.
Bro!
Yeah, zero.
Sure we did. Podcast and chill with MacGP trending.
Nah, but like
every Monday, like clockwork.
Nah, but it was like,
you know, just before updating. You know, there's like there's the show, there's uploading the episode. That's for it.
Yeah, it wasn't like, you know, like when they now, you know what I mean?
Now
when
we're
they,
back.
Now
under
they
the
listen to every word.
Yeah.
Every movement, every reaction, and then
can't
it's like
sneeze.
Ah.
Yeah.
Yes. Oh no.
Yeah. Anyway, what else you got, Ghost Lady?
Okay, guys, you know, there was another story that came out of Andile Ngcube. Remember, he was on the Young Famous African and African. So basically, television host Andile is allegedly accused of taking his family's stepkids' inheritance without permission or illegally. Andile apparently appeared on the Netflix show and then rubbed his family the wrong way. He revealed, reports revealed that he allegedly hosted his late stepfather's tombstone unveiling without engaging a certain section of the family.
Ooh.
The family is apparently fighting over the inheritance of their father who passed away. Andile has been accused of illegally gifting himself the assets of his late stepdad. That includes a Range Rover. It has also been reported. Yeah.
So it's not his dad.
No, it's not his dad.
Jeez.
Yes. So the dad was married his mom.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But how does he do that and no one opposes it?
So the guy was rich, obviously, and had all of these things. I'll just mention all the things that he had. So he had an asset, his assets included 3 mansions, 7 cars, including a Range Rover, a BMW i7, Mazda 2 and 2 Datsun Go's.
Damn.
All right. So it was also revealed.
Datsun Go's and claims it all. sorry. Continue.
Him and his mother, right, are swindling the rights, the rightful owners of the assets, of the assets, their inheritance. So it's the kids who are supposed to obviously get this.
Yeah. The biological kids of the stepfather. Biological kids,
yeah. Oh, man. So now him and his mom have kept, and I don't know if maybe, so now these, I think the kids now are fighting for.
Is that a true story?
Yeah. So it's a story.
That's wild, man.
Yeah. Oh, come on. You can't violate Bantwana, like, you know.
Because remember, when I watched the show, the Netflix show, he did obviously have this whole, when they went to the graveyard, the tombstone, and they had an unveiling. I don't remember, even cried, you know.
Hey.
Yeah, so it seems like, well, the other side of the family has come out and said, yo, you know.
I don't know, Andile, but I doubt you do that, man. Yeah.
Andile is such a sweet guy.
Exactly. It was shocking. Like, wow, how everything has just unfolded.
And isn't he well off? His career is doing well, isn't it?
No, Andile is good, yeah.
Yeah.
But what if it's in the will?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
And the kid's
like,
got a
how
slap
does,
in the face.
If you're that rich, bro, you've got... Oh, that's a good one.
It's in the will. Maybe it's in the will. What's in the will?
Yo.
They're playing rock, paper, scissors.
Yeah, what's in the will? Keep my kids out your fucking mouth. Keep my kids out my fucking money. That's what's in the will.
No.
Keep my kids. Hey, all these kids will meet me at a party.
Exactly.
Hey, yeah.
I was on.
Keep my kids out my fucking money. Out my fucking estate.
No, man. Everyone deserves what's rightfully theirs.
Oh, fuck.
No way.
No, but that is... Hey, you know, family inheritance always get messy, eh?
Yes, the fuck, man. How did you creep that one in, bro?
I don't know, man.
The will, the slap.
The will, the slap, and the keep my kids out my fucking step. That's what's in the will.
Yeah.
Look, I'm even so.
Maybe it's the will, guys. We don't know.
Oh, fuck.
Almost missed it, though, eh?
Yeah.
Like, well, yeah. It's in the will. The kid's got a slap in the face.
Yeah.
It's like,
fuck me. I'm trying to gather my thoughts.
I know. Yeah, because you're still in your train of thoughts.
Yeah. Oh, fuck, I'm sore, bro. Fuck.
I am rabbit up.
Yes, good. Shit. Yeah, you're saying. Because, like, what was happening?
No,
No,
we're just commenting on this.
Hey, move on to the next one, man. I think we're done with it.
Yeah, sure. I hope we get sorted, man.
Okay, guys. So, Sertral, another promoter from Zimbabwe, right? Came out about him not attending, well, not coming to the party that he was booked for. So I'm just going to read, like, because this guy sent a text to us. So he says, I'm Adias Junior Moyo, a music promoter from Zimbabwe, Bulawayo. I had booked Sertral on the 20th of March, but the guy didn't come for the show, yet we had already paid him and paid flights and accommodation as well.
Ooh,
and now we are asking for the refund, but the guys are not taking or making any sense to us. They don't want to refund us. The manager is nowhere to be seen now. When we call, they always give us excuses about the refund. I'm so disappointed with management. I really want my money back. And it was 60,000 rand in full.
Whoa.
Oh, that's a lot of money.
And remember when we contacted, remember that this thing is, there was also a gig in Eastern Cape.
Yeah.
And that's when we actually contacted Sertral's manager.
Yeah, yeah.
So the promoter actually responded that time and also said, because he saw that and was like, no, the promoter, from Eastern Cape contacted us and said, all the things that the manager said was totally wrong.
Wow. What is he, like the gig swindler now? What's going
on? I don't know,
man.
Look, he's human. Maybe to miss gigs is normal. You're human, right? Things happen. But
collecting
when you
money
do,
and
just
refunding
it. Yeah, refund the money, man, because you're paid for services, right? And if they're not rendered, refund the money. Oh, and if you're not refining the money, it means maybe you've spent it or you want to hold on to it. And if you want to hold on to it so bad, try your utmost best not to miss gigs.
Yeah.
It's just that. It's a matter of principle, you know? And people work hard for this money, and 60K is a lot of money. And dude, like, your job is to perform for less than an hour.
Yo, 60K.
Especially, bro. Accommodation and flights have already been paid for.
Yeah.
It's just showing up. Just show up.
And if you can't, just take time off. Take a month and take gigs. Go on a holiday. Spend your hard-earned money. Go to France.
Take leave with Maligan.
Take Maligan away. You know, yeah. Go see the pyramids. Have fun with your woman or your family or whatever. Come back refreshed. Because it's such a talent. But
we can't be calling the manager again now. Like how it seems like now every week a promoter comes out, say trill what. Now we have to contact the manager.
But this is dangerous because that's only one side of the story. We don't know their side of the story.
Yeah, because also, if the promoter fucks up, right, then the contract is breached.
Yeah.
And if it's the promoter's end that breached the contract, then he has a right to keep the money.
For sure.
You know what I mean? If the promoter fucks up the flights, for example, right? Well, you booked me. Mm. You used my face to promote your gig. I was trying to genuinely come, and you fucked up one of the things. Sorry, you know, I can't. So maybe there's another side we're not getting.
But it's happening too many times.
It's happening again now, so that's the thing.
It's once off, we can, but it's too many times.
There's a valid excuse.
And I don't understand, cats, because this thing will always come out. And when it does, it'll seem like Twitter is being mean for dragging you. You know what I mean? This thing, because it's not like we're in the 90s, bro. It'll always find its way into the public space. Yeah, and you know it will, and it will drag your name. And you know, you're such a good artist. You don't want that bullshit as part of your name.
Yeah, what happens in the dark comes to light, man. Comes to light.
I'm missing. What is it? Is that?
No, I'm just talking. God, I don't know.
That's the way
you dropped it.
I'm not doing any more puns, bro. Hey, they're gonna be weak after that one. Hey. And yeah, I'm not even hey, Anishteve. But that's literally what I thought. Like when I saw that video of DJ Spoo, apparently that was DJ Spoo.
That's not DJ Spoo.
I know, but I'm saying when I saw that, I'm like, DJ Spoo, what is he doing? Then I'm like, ah, oh, no, this is not DJ Spoo.
No, it's not. DJ Spoo's bigger. That guy's skinny.
Yeah,
so he's got like dreads, like Spoo, and the beard, like Spoo.
Hey, that video's and wild.
Like, he's literally.
What position is that, guys?
Like, please explain the video for those who haven't seen it.
Mesh, what position is that?
I know these 2000s, they always have names for things. There's a name for that.
Please explain for people who haven't seen the video.
The video is basically, it's a woman, this is the Spoo lookalike, grabs the woman, obviously smashing from the back, but he's walking while he's smashing. And he's smiling like... I'm humble, I'm telling you. I'm humble, bro. Like, they walked across the room. It's the weirdest thing, bro. I'm like, yo, what kind of sex are people having out there?
Did you see the comments underneath that post?
I saw the...
Oh, they funny, like, man.
Who got discovered today? Like, what the hell?
Let me go there. There's one that killed me, man. Oh, fucking hell, that video.
Yo.
At first glance, I'm like,
people going
what?
On about why is the woman wearing a bra, you know? Like, why do women wear bras?
I find it sexy to have sex with a woman wearing a bra.
Me too, man.
I do, especially like from, I do.
Oh.
Like, or wearing a top, like a tight top.
Oh.
Like a crop top. I find it.
Ah, who is this? I'm only seeing
cream with a crop.
I'm only cream with a crop.
No, that's when I come on the top. Cream with a crop. I'm the cream with a crop.
Oh, good.
Oh, wow.
I'm gonna buy this thing, man.
Crop. Okay, go to the group. Remember, they posted a link, so you'll
say
find
DJ
the tweet.
Spoo.
No, go to the WhatsApp group and scroll up one of the tweets because they sent a tweet link.
Mm.
In the group, so it'll take you straight to the the tweet.
Oh no.
Oh man.
While you check waiting, I want to send a shout out, man. Shout out to this girl. There's this young athlete superstar, Viwe Jing. She literally broke the world record. She's the fastest under 18 woman runner.
For real?
Oh. Viwe Jingle. Yeah. Like, she's going to break crazy records. She also holds the SA record for 200 meters. So, yeah, shout out to her, man, shout while you're looking for that tweet. Yo. Yeah. Viwe. Viwe.
Viwe.
Yeah, Viwe Jingle. Beautiful story. Yeah.
Nice.
Ah, I can't find it. It's fine. Eh?
What did it say?
Hey, the comments were funny, man. Jeez. I'll try. What other story you got? I'll try to look
for it. Like, SK, guys.
Oh, man.
SK. Huh?
What's going on with
What's going
SK,
on? After the video that came out?
I saw that video, man, and, you know, some people find it funny. I just think it's sad. I don't know, man.
But so, okay, the video that came out of him was just, he was drunk and being refused entry at some place. And so he was even fighting with the white guy, right?
Yeah, big fat white guy,
you know?
Well, I found the tweets.
Oh, okay.
You want to hear them?
Yeah. We'll go back to the SK thing.
Hey, it's Zulu, man. Most of it is Zulu.
Oh, snap.
But they are funny, man.
This video kills me. Can I watch it one more time? Oh, they added sound now. Check the sound they added. More fire. More fire. Like, the guy is literally...
Is the position called more fire now?
Like, he's literally like... That's the funniest video, man. Oh, blue. Okay, let's go to the comments. White girls love to have sex with bra on, or is it guys too fast to put it in? Okay. Most chicks are insecure about their boobs, okay. Hey, man, where's the funny tweet, bro?
Yeah.
So, born, I got to Zulu Jesu. Oslindelwe is Hoko. Okay. Just KZN, you'll see more than one Zulu. Just visit KZN. You'll see. All right, man. Where are the funny tweets, dog? Oh. Guiwapi. I just want to know how Guiwapi.
Like, where's the destination?
Like, yeah, hey, where's the destination? Someone was like, Malotodi. Someone was like, I've never wanted more fire this bad now. Okay, someone posted still. It is not smooth, actually. But someone's like, Vutumli, they posted more fire. Oh, man, I'm defeated, by the way. I was here to tell you, oh, your beautiful case is macking.
Oh, shit.
Oh, man.
But some of those tweets are funny.
Yeah,
man.
Bro.
There's one of them like, what move is this?
Well, they're calling it the more fire move. Eh? It's the more fire position. Who's got stamina to even do that?
And you know it's not DJ Smooth because he'd be wearing more fire merchandise.
Would have placed a can. A can would have been placed strategically next to the video. Yeah, you know, like... You'd have seen it. No. You'd have done all the... Like,
oh, God. Anyway, Ghost Lady. Yeah.
Okay,
you're
back
safe.
To the SK story, guys. So, basically... Back to SK.
Yeah.
So, it has been confirmed that this incident happened in the Zebula launch in Mpumalanga. Mm-hmm. Okay, SK has since clarified the situation, saying that the fat white man in the video racially abused him, calling him by the K-word. This video has led to some people even worrying that the actor might be suicidal after he wrote a message saying, maybe some of us were meant to live and be great in another lifetime, and this is just not for us. This was a post that he put up. So it also continued just going as far as, because now he's baby mama. Have you guys watched Izango Mazotum? So there's a famous one of these sangomas, you know, she's got this twang, you know.
Yeah.
So it basically follows the lives of like the sangomas, and one of them, it's Ukoko Mawin. Mm. And she's SK's baby mama. They have a child together.
Yeah.
So she had recently even posted something like, because it's, I guess it's like a deadbeat dad.
Oh, shit. Man.
So it was like, hey, did she like curse him or bewitch him just to... This is why all of this is happening.
Mm.
Like, I'm going to go to the post and says, these two men are Gogo Maweni's baby's daddies, baby daddies, apparently. So, not long ago, Maweni said that if her babies don't eat, no one will eat.
Siyabonga Zulu got fired from the soccer team. That's the other baby daddy. He was he's a soccer guy. And then the actor got fired from the Queen. This is now
SK. So all the baby daddies are seeing flames.
Yeah, they're seeing flames right now. Yeah.
Black Mambazo, so, all of them.
But I think it's unfair. I don't think she's got nothing to do with it. This is literally SK's actions. We can't blame the, you know.
Yes, I saw that, but maybe I'm lawyer,
or whatever. I think just keep her out of it. This is just SK's actions. He just seems like, I even feel like this guy's on drugs. The way
it doesn't look normal, man.
It doesn't look normal.
Maybe just had too much alcohol, guys.
No, bro. You've had a lot of alcohol. You're not going to do that shit, man.
I know someone on drugs who behaves like that. I
mean, but not like that. I don't even want to reenact. Not like that, though. But yeah, but look, I saw that post by Coco Maweni that if I starve, no one's going to eat, whatever. People must support their dads and their kids. And people are like, maybe bamloyile.
Maybe it's just it's coming from a place of anger. You know, when you obviously not being, you know, helped by you've got a child with someone and they're not coming through. You know, to the table, guys.
I'll be honest, that's a horrible thing to do.
It's a horrible thing.
By any man.
Yeah.
You know, like not supporting your kids or not being there for your kids, especially when you are living what seems to be a good life. You know, that's not a nice thing.
True.
And maybe it's the karma for that. You know what I mean? It's not particularly that uloyiwe. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, and also, SK is very talented. I wouldn't want him now to also accept that, you know, that uloyiwe. Sometimes you just gotta get the help you need and fix your shit, you know. Like a few years ago, I would have thought Nloyiwe, you know, and I could have chosen that path to just say, it's fine, Nloyiwe, no one can help me, no one can fix me, you know what I mean?
Stay consumed in that mindset.
Yes, and that shit is depressing, you know. You can't just surrender to that, you know, you gotta fight, you know what I mean? Life is worth fighting for, especially when you're a dad. So I don't like entertaining that whole thing with Nloyiwe, you know. His actions are his actions. It also takes accountability away. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, I know that I was a point where I fucked up my life. I didn't want to give anybody the power that they did, you know?
Yes.
Even if, let's say, Bengloyiwe, and I'm saying what I want about lawyer, people do get bewitched, but even if the power and the control is still within you, unless back lawyer that you get in a car crash that you can't control, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But it's always weird with back lawyer that you must make bad decisions.
Yeah.
You know? Like, you're still making them. You know what I mean?
It was your choice.
Yeah,
you
even better. So I must not do stupid shit.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Like, you believe in it, yeah.
Yeah, like if Nyas Kunung Loyayo, I'm not gonna do.
Isn't it a trance, bro? Like you can't help it.
No.
It's tricky, bro. You can always counter it in whatever your belief is. You know what I mean? Remember what I said? Like, people, for example, go to ZCC. A lot of them were looking for help, you know, because someone is fucking with their things. You know, at night, they're naked in your yard.
You know what I mean?
And you go strengthen yourself as well, and you counter it. You know, so it's tricky, Brian Tugloiwa. You know, like,
it's very tricky.
Like, if I'm a bank lawyer and then I develop my old gambling problem, it's still me making the decisions, the horrible decisions, right? And it's up to me to say, you don't wake up when you just do things.
Yeah.
You know, you're still human with your faculties intact. You know, I know someone's going to tweet that, hey, you don't know what you're talking about, whatever, whatever, whatever. But what I'm saying is,
that's your reality, Doug.
Yeah, but what I'm saying is, you got to try and fight. You got to try and fight, bro. You know what I mean? If it's a problem, you talk to people. You know, you try to find help. No one is perfect, man. You know, we've all gone through stuff. And I hope he comes out okay. But I just hope he doesn't take what people are saying.
You have to take accountability. It's the accountability, you know, that you have to take.
Yes.
It's wild, man. It's
I just hope he comes out all right, man. Such a talented guy, you know, for the sake of his kids, before the craft, before his fans, for the sake of his kids.
And his brother's killing the wife.
And also that, you know, like, maybe, you know, like, sometimes there's healthy sibling rivalry.
Yeah.
So even that now, you know, the brother's killing it and you going through stuff, maybe that also can, you know, play into, you know, things just spiraling out of control because people are always like,
We wish him well.
Such, I mean, he's amazing. We've asked him to be on the show, not after these things that have happened, way before.
Way before.
To celebrate him, not to ask him about what happened here, you know. But yeah, he couldn't come. But hopefully one day he comes, man. You know?
Anything else, Ghost Lady?
No, good.
All right, all right.
Happy Thursday to everybody.
I wanted to play a game, man. Tongue twisters. When last did you guys...
Tongue twisters.
Okay.
You know, like she sells by the seashore.
Oh gosh.
Let's start with that one. Can you do that one?
I can't.
She sells seashells.
No, you can, bro.
She sells seashells by the seashore. But
yes.
Now saying it fast.
Let's go. She sells seashells by the seashore.
She sells by the seashore.
Ooh.
Oh, she's okay. Nah, man, she sells seashells by the seashore.
Ghost Lady, you try.
I'm gonna mess it up.
Yeah.
She sells. You know the one. This one I'm good at. Like, yeah. I know. Like,
what this one? Not one that you're good at.
Okay, but I'll give it to you guys.
Okay, let me try. She sells seashells by the seashore. She sells.
Aye, guys, man.
Give us your one.
Plus, you are reading it. That's another thing.
Yes,
it's easier.
You have the advantage.
Yeah.
It's advantage when you're reading.
But I need my glasses.
Fuck!
I can't see.
Okay, I know the.
You.
Which
one is that
mesh,
one?
Mesh, try. You're like Zulu.
Okay, let me try this one. What does that even mean?
So Ucele is sleeping by the mat, you know, the grass mats, the traditional. And he's thinking of an idea of how to, I guess, spear Ucechwai, you know?
Oh, yes.
Ucele Ucambalele Ucansini.
Oh, Ucele will confiscate Ucechwai.
Well, yeah, in nowadays, no one is fearing anyone, but you know.
Hey, bro, fearing. Thank God those days are over. Fucking hell, bro.
Okay, this one is easy. We can do this one, man. Ice cream, you scream, we all scream for ice cream.
Hmm. Oh, ice cream, you scream, we all scream for ice cream.
Yes, okay.
I heard ice cream. No.
ice cream, we scream for ice cream.
Let me get another one. What's that one? Red lorry, yellow lorry.
You just have to give it fast.
Yeah, okay, I can
red
do that.
Red lorry, yellow lorry.
Red lorry, yellow lorry. Because she's a yellow lorry. Right? Red lorry. Hey, flip. Glorious.
Yes.
Hey, Laura, bro. Comes up with these things.
Anyway, we're coming at you live from Mashabela Studios. If you want to use the studios, use email podcast@mashabela.co.za. Shout out to our new patrons. We love you guys so much.
Love you
also,
long time.
Our friends at Accelerate Fiber. Ooh. They got a competition going on. Ooh. This Easter month.
Nice.
Who doesn't like winning vouchers for the holidays?
Daughter.
Accelerate will be running a competition from this Monday. Be on the lookout. All you have to do is find the eggs that will be hidden in the images to win your voucher. For the ultimate prize of a 50 smart TV.
50-inch
smart TV.
Nice.
Find the golden egg hidden in my social media and follow my Accelerate. Follow Accelerate to go find out who else has the hidden golden egg. So you got to follow me on social media. Okay. I'll put up the golden egg, the hidden golden egg, and then follow Accelerate as well. Does that make sense?
Okay.
Yeah.
So what do we do when we see the golden egg?
Hey, man. Just be on the lookout, man.
Dog.
That's what it says here.
Suddenly the golden egg.
This is what it says here. So just follow us on social medias. I think
by following, could you just give me a chance?
No, for more information, follow us on social media, and you'll find out how to do this. Yeah, because I don't want to butcher it.
Okay.
All right, anything else? Panduka?
No, nah.
We out of here, man.
Good,
Ghost Lady.
Thank
this
you
has
very
been
much.
Podcasting. Cheer.
Peace.